Hi there, welcome back to Project Independence, and you hope you enjoyed The Lone Ranger.
It was wonderful. I enjoyed it. Definitely. Much better than the movie that came out 2 years ago.
Right. I know. I always like to watch Johnny Depp, but the movie really was a big disappointment for Lone Ranger fans everywhere. Our next guest, John, is Diane Michelli. And Diane is the general manager of WLIW 21. An executive producer of WLIW Productions at WNET. And I could go on and go on with lots of more initials. But I'm going to ask Diane, after welcoming her to the show, to tell us what all that means and how Channel 21 and Channel 13 and, NET, how they all figure, work together.
Well, we're all one family. WNET is the parent company of three stations, 13, which is the number one public television station in the country, WLIW 21, which is the fourth most watched public television station in the country, and NJTV, which is the only television station, commercial or public, in the state of New Jersey. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're in the New York City market.
Exactly. They have New York, and they also have Philadelphia, so no commercial television station has ever planted itself in the state of New Jersey. So we operate the public television station there. So WNET is the parent company of all three of those stations. And because it's the parent company of all three, we all work very closely together. There's a lot of synergies and a lot of, programming that we do that runs on all three of our stations. Mm-hmm. Some is specific to New Jersey, some is specific to New York City or the metro area through 13, and some is very specific to WLIW. I'm the general manager of WLIW. I grew up on Long Island. I live on Long Island. I love Long Island. So that's my focus. But I am the executive producer, as you mentioned, of all of the local productions across all three stations. I'm more involved with the Long Island productions. We have programs that are specific to our particular channels. So NJTV has NJTV News and Driving New Jersey. 13 has a lot of national programs that we produce out of 13 that are signature programs for all of public television, like Great Performances, American Masters, Nature. But we also produce things like NYC Arts. And then WLIW also produces a lot of programs that air on all three. Metro Focus, which is our news and public affairs program, which airs on all three of our stations. But then I also work on things like WLIW Arts Beat, which is specific to Long Island, and Long Island Business Report, which is about the business community on Long Island, and Long Island Screening Room, which is about the film industry on Long Island. And then we have a great documentary series called Treasures of New York, which is on both LIW and 13, and really looks at, some of our cultural gems like Lincoln Center or the Gold Coast Mansions and things like that. And we're now going to start doing Treasures of New Jersey so that we can focus on some of the wonderful things there as well.
Diane, here at WCWP, we've been focusing a lot of programming on the senior audience because it turns out that those are the people who are listening to radio.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation, they bring their music with them wherever they go. But it is us, the older folks, who actually turn on the radio and sometimes we even watch it like we used to before there was television. How does it work with TV? Are we going to get to the point where it's only older folks who are watching TV and everybody else is looking at programming on their phones and their computers? And what's going on?
Well, I personally don't think television's going to go away. Maybe that's self-preservation, but that's what I think. Public television traditionally does have an older audience. And part of that is because of the kind of programming that we do and also the people who sort of came up watching public television when, at a time when we only had Channel 2, 4, 5, 9, 11, and 13. And so, 13, which was the public television station here in this area, was very different from the other commercial television stations. And, the people who were of the generation who were starting to watch television grew up with that. And those are who our audience now. I mean, Channel 13 just celebrated its 50th anniversary. So there you go, right? That's the audience.
I sent them a card.
Oh, thank you so much. and PBS as a system just celebrated its 45th anniversary this past week, actually. So, you know, there's a different kind of audience that watches public television and television in general. I mean, I have two children who are in their 20s, and they don't really watch TV. They right. watch television on their computer,
right.
so they watch the programs. They don't necessarily watch the TV box.
Right.
So I think the programming and the content is going to continue. I don't think television is going to go away. I do think it has to morph and evolve. Some of the things that I'm doing, actually, I'm working with PBS, the national PBS system. They just started something called PBS Digital Studios, which is to really create original content for online and mobile only, because we recognize that, you know, not everybody is watching television, and we have to really adapt as well. So one of the things that I'm doing is I'm working with PBS Digital Studios to create an original online series. We call it working title Tech Granny, meaning that we're going to find someone, maybe you, who we can profile and help work with us to talk about, you know, all the things that are in our technological world that might be really tough for the older generation or older audience to understand, and they want to. So, you know, my mom, if I talk to her about Candy Crush, you know, which is an online game, she doesn't know what that is. She might want to know what it is because mm-hmm. her grandchildren are talking about it. And so we're going to create an original online series that helps to bridge that gap.
Oh, that's great.
So those are the kinds of things that I think that we have to do as communicators and as a part of our, you know, mission as public broadcasters to kind of do to sort of bridge this gap. So
just to throw something in when you said Candy Crush. Have you seen the commercial?
Yes, it's brilliant.
Oh,
that's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Where
the grandmother is actually hitting the hammer and crushing the candy.
And that's what I'm talking about.
The other
about.
One that posts her pictures on the wall.
And so that's what we're talking about, trying to do a series that sort of looks at those kinds of things mm-hmm. and really sort of brings us all together in this technological age. And it's a lot of fun things.
Wow.
It's tough to get the older generation interested in. I mean, some of us are so resistant,
mm-hmm.
and we know that some of our Project Independence members, and we survey them.
Mm-hmm.
And in our last look over the membership, there were only 40% of the older generation who had computers in their homes. And of that number, an even smaller percentage actually went online and accessed the kind of information and stuff that you can do online. Certainly, as the baby boomers move on into that next generation, they're going to be a lot more active when it comes to that kind of...
Yeah, but we recognize that. And, I mean, we are very true to our core audience, which are the people that you're talking about. I mean, I recently spoke with one of our patrons, who is, you know, a wonderful donor to our stations, who lives on Long Island. And, you know, she said, you know, sometimes I don't know when certain shows are on. And I said, oh, well, you can go on the computer and it has the schedule. And she said, well, I don't have a computer. And mm-hmm. I said, okay. I said, well, you could go on your television and look on the TV guide. And she said, well, I don't have cable. I said, okay. I said,
and she's a donor too.
Yeah, yeah. And I love
I'll
her.
I'll send it to you every week.
Exactly. And so that's what I did. Yep. I said, you know, I talked to our membership team and I said, can we please send this, you know, person the guide every week or every month, basically, in the mail? And so, you know, we do work hard to try to, you know, accommodate our viewers, knowing that not everybody is online and not everybody is, you know, a part of the technological age and doesn't want to be.
Well,
and that's fine.
This might be a good time to point out that I am a donor and I get the monthly schedule in the mail.
Sure.
And it's wonderful. And I turned to Sunday.
Highest view. Most people watch television on Sunday.
We talked about this a little bit before, but why do the Brits make such wonderful television?
You know, WLIW is one of the places that you can see some of these programs exclusively. So, you know, they're very popular on WLIW. And we've made a conscious programming decision to program that channel with a lot of these programs because we recognize that people love them. And the British do create great, you know, comedies and dramas that people seem to love. I mean, I love Call the Midwife. I love a lot of them, but that's one of my favorites. Keeping Up Appearances, you love Scott and Bailey. I mean, a lot of these programs are, I mean, and most of the viewer comments that we get are about the British programs. People want to see them. They want to see them over and over again. I don't know why Downton Abbey is produced in, you know, British, you know, media, but it is. I do know that the United States, the U.S. Programmers are sort of getting smart to it, and that I believe, and I could misspeak that, that one of the networks has hired the producer and the writer of Downton Abbey to create a television series on commercial television. Hmm. Now, it won't be the same because it's just different,
yeah.
But, you know, there is something about those programs that people really like. And I think what it is that, you know, you really, it's very character driven. You really get into the lives of these people, real life dramas, historical in many ways. And, you know, they're just really nice storylines. And there's no drama, you know, there's no violence for the most part. And there's no, you know, bad language or, you know, sex scenes that are uncomfortable. And so I think people really respond to that and like that.
I've seen a few of them. Isn't it also, and I think the word is cinematized, the way the picture is shot is not as current as today's kind of movies.
It's more film-like.
Yeah. So therefore, it actually, it's almost like a feel-good home video you're watching to some now that's my feeling.
I've got to tell you about this Scott and Bailey. I mean, this show is a formula crime drama.
Yes.
You got two detectives, and each week they solve a crime. But the thing that makes it so extraordinary is that you get a look inside the lives of these women, and you feel like they're real people, and their marital difficulties, and their romantic difficulties, and their family problems, and one of them has a mother who's a nightmare, and it's real. And not only that, but these two women are not size zeros. And they don't wear high fashion and stilettos when they go out chasing criminals like they do on American TV. And it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful hour of entertainment.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. I think it's the characters and that people relate to them in a way that they don't relate to some of the characters that you see on American television. I don't know why American television doesn't sort of adapt that. I mean, maybe they are starting to see that they should. But they are very popular, and WLIW is, you know, we're very proud to be able to show all of those programs. We have a block of programming every day called High Tea, where we show all British dramas and comedies from 4 to 6. And then, of course, we repeat them, and they're on at all different times on the schedule. But they're very popular, and we're always very happy that we're able to bring those to our viewers exclusively only on WLIW. Some do air on 13, but there are others that only air on LIW.
How does it work? You've got a British series, and you're bringing it over to this country, and sometimes it airs on Channel 13, and then the next night it'll be on Channel 21. How does that all work?
Well, it depends on how we purchase the series from the distributor and what rights we purchase. So the rights on 13 are going to be more expensive because that is the number one station in the country. Channel 21, the rights might be a little less money. And it also depends on how many times you license to repeat. So maybe we have one or two, times that we can repeat an episode on 13, and then we can repeat it, show it, and air it four times on LIW. So it really just depends on how we purchase the program and what rights we're able to purchase in order to, show it. And that's one of the things that we talk about, you know, it's really important for our members to support us so that we can buy those programs.
Okay. We'll come right back to that. Little commercial. We're talking with Diane Michelli, who is general manager of WLIW 21 and wears a lot of other hats. And we'll be back after a few messages. Stay tuned.